speaking up for the rest of us. He is America's voice, Steve Gruber.
Continuing now with the conversation, you've probably heard about Leonardo DiCaprio and all of these celebrities and others sending pictures worldwide of fires, or allegedly of fires, in the Amazon. They say the world's lungs are on fire, and it's proof that global warming and global destruction are on the way. It's not exactly accurate. Several of these pictures that have been circulated are from many years ago. Some were from India and elsewhere. It's a bunch of pictures of the Amazon burning, and they try to give this impression that somehow it's the worst ever. However, NASA has proved that's just not the case. We have these things called satellites. We've had them for a while. They take photographs. And as a footnote to all of that, the fires burning in the Amazon have been set by farmers and foresters and loggers because they want to open up for agriculture and other things. Joining me now, Gregory Wrightstone, author of Inconvenient Facts, the science that Al Gore certainly does not want you to know. Gregory, welcome back.
Good. Thanks for having me back on. Yeah, lots of information about the Brazil, CNN, New York Times.
Yeah, certainly. And it's all this hysteria, the histrionics again of oh my God, the sky is falling, and Leonardo DiCaprio, he flies everywhere on this big private jet. It reminds me of what happened with this get-together a couple of weeks ago where they came in on their, you know, $100 million yachts and their Lear jets and all of this to talk about climate change and stand around barefoot and feel good about themselves, these elitist environmentalists, but really they do nothing about it. And so let's get to the truth about what's going on in the Amazon. Yes, there are big fires in the Amazon, but it's unprecedented. It's the worst we've ever seen. And NASA photographs prove to us, Gregory, that's just not the case.
Yeah, let's go back to where this information came from. It came from Brazil's National Institute for Space Research, from satellite data that they had sent up. The first thing we should note is this satellite only went up in 2013, so we have less than 6 years of data. So to be making claims of record-breaking fires there's just not enough data from that satellite. Secondly, the satellite data they're using wasn't intended to count fires. It was really an early warning system that Brazil wanted to use to get out ahead of any of the annual fires that are set by farmers and ranchers in the grasslands, because they don't want these things raging out of control and burning up virgin rainforest. The good data we have comes from NASA. Their data is specifically intended for counting fires, and it goes back to 2003. So we have much longer, better data. And probably the most shared image of the so-called rainforest devastation came from NASA. This showed smoke covering much of the Amazon. Looked pretty bad. I looked at it. I said, oh, boy, that's not good. And I hadn't learned as much as I know now about this process. What they didn't share was the caption. And in the caption, it read, this year has been close to the average in comparison to the past 15 years. Now, that's what the caption says today. Last week, when I first looked at it, before this really exploded, the caption read, slightly below average. So I think somebody got the NASA.
I want to stop you right there. So this is what happens on social media. You've got people that don't really know much of anything about much of anything, frankly, but they've got this social media and they know how to use the share button, and it's really dumbed a lot of people down, Gregory. But they see this picture, wherever the picture comes from, they see this picture and they go, oh my gosh, it's terrible. And then they send it around. I mean, one of the pictures sent around by Leonardo DiCaprio, last time I checked, had gotten 3.5 million views. Been looked at 3.5 million times saying this is, you know, catastrophic fires in the Amazon. It was from several years ago. It's not even from now. You know, so it's this disinformation, it's false information, it's, well, if you will, fake news being spread all over by these celebrities because for some reason people think they have credibility. They have none, do they?
No, they don't. One of the other shared images, if you look closely, there are elk in the river. There's this forest on fire behind them. There are pine trees ablaze. Well, they don't, number one, there ain't no elk in the Amazon, and there ain't no pine trees in the Amazon. It came from, I think, Idaho, a fire there, an iconic image of fires from several years ago. So they're sharing this information about stuff that their intention, and we've talked about this many times before, the object here is to spread alarm and fear among the population, not just the population of America, but the population of the world, to make them very, very afraid that unless we cut our sins of emission of CO2, we're going to dive into one apocalypse, climate apocalypse after another. They need a frightened population in order to enact otherwise onerous and painful things like the Green New Deal, the Paris Climate Accords. These are all things that will be economically crippling for America.
Well, here's the thing.
And any other countries that adopt it.
Yeah, well, here's the thing, Gregory, and Marcia just chimed in on this, and I agree with a comment that was just made on Facebook here, and that is they don't care. As long as they can try to find a way to blame President Trump for this, that's all they're looking for. If they can say, you know, he got out of the Paris Climate Accords, he's a denier, he has no idea what he's doing, and the lungs of the world are on fire, and it's all Donald Trump's fault, and anybody that voted for him. This is the histrionics going along with this, and it's unfortunate because what happens is you have a lot of school kids. I had my daughter ask me, what's going on with the Amazon? She's 14. I said, well, there's fires down there. And she says, is it as bad as they say? She has learned to come to me and say, is it as bad as they say? It's bad. It's a big fire. It's set by farmers. It's intentionally set by people. Those farming practices really don't happen very many places in the world anymore because they can be very destructive and they're not particularly helpful oftentimes. But as bad as they say, no, not at all. In fact, it's way overblown, as we have just discussed.
Yeah. Yeah, these are annual events. The farmers, it's a regenerative process that's really been used since throughout human history. The Native Americans in North America here in the before there was the United States intentionally set fires across much of Africa. We look at intentionally set fires, and again, it's a regenerative process that these farmers and ranchers use to help the grasslands and their croplands regenerate. So these are intentionally set. Most of the fires, again, are in grassland or cropland, not virgin rainforest. And I think you and I can both agree that we need to preserve and try to preserve as much of the rainforest as we can.
Well, certainly. And I want to throw out one more thing. We should try to preserve parts of the rainforest for sure. But I want to throw out one more thing that most people don't understand scientifically speaking, and that is that forest fires create life. Many of these trees, whether it's the giant sequoias of the Sierra Nevadas in California or the lodgepole pines in Montana and across the western United States, a lot of these tree species, and I don't know if it's true for the Amazon, but I guess there's some truth to it, they do not regenerate. They do not repopulate. They do not set up a new generation without fire. Fire creates a place for these new seeds and seedlings to flourish. I'll give you the last word.
Yeah, that's certainly true for the sequoias and redwoods. We know that for a fact. And the controlled burns used to be part of forest management in the United States. We've gotten away from that. And that's led to some of the huge fires that we've seen that are much larger and much more intense because the density of the timber and trees are much greater than a healthy forest should have.
So, that's yes, right. A lot more to the fire story than the little picture sent around on social media saying, oh, my God, the world's on fire. We're all going to die. There's something a little bit different out there. Gregory Wrightstone, have to leave it there. Greatly appreciate you being here. Author of Inconvenient Facts, the science that Al Gore doesn't want you to know. Get yourself a copy today. This is the Steve Gruber Show. Quick break. We'll be right back.
Are you facing foreclosure? Then come down to Megalow and Partners. We're a mortgage rescue company, and we can help you keep your house. The process is simple. The results are guaranteed 100%. That's the Megalow and Partners promise. Provided you submit to our plans for galactic domination. No, I'm kidding. Megalow and Partners, your partner in foreclosure prevention. Stop in anytime.
If you're facing foreclosure, make sure you're talking to the right people. Speak with HUD-approved housing counselors free of charge at 888-995-HOPE. That's 888-995-HOPE. Brought to you by NeighborWorks America and the Ad Council.
It feels like you're frozen. petrified. You're struggling with your mortgage payments. The bills begin to pile up. Not knowing what to do, you do nothing at all. And that's the worst thing you can do. Because if you take action, if you do something about your mortgage problems, you're far more likely to get the most positive outcome. Making Home Affordable is a free government program. Call 888-995-HOPE to talk one-on-one with a housing expert about the options that are right for you. Real help, real answers, right now. Call 888-995-HOPE or visit makinghomeaffordable.gov and do something about your mortgage problems. Brought to you by the U.S. Treasury, HUD, and the Ad Council.